There's a lot of guff talked about travel writing. It's something, after all, that's done best by people who simply love travelling and discovering new places, and who happen to have a gift for communicating that passion to those sitting at home in Ballyhaunus or Birmingham or Biarritz or wherever. But every once in a while, a genius emerges, a true guru. And when it comes to the best and the brightest of them all, Patrick Lee Fermor remains unrivalled, right out there in a class of his own. For here was a man who travelled for the sheer joy of it. How else do you explain how, back in 1933, on a wet December day, he made his way from his English home to the Hook of Holland and set off from there on his odyssey to walk all the way to Constantinople at just 18 years of age. That epic journey, which he completed in 13 months, eventually translated into what was to be a book trilogy. The first one, A Time of Gifts, was published in 1977 and recounts his exploits and encounters as far as Hungary. The second, Between the Woods and the Water, which, like the first, was written entirely from memory, took another decade to appear in print and takes the reader as far as Romania. And then, sadly posthumously, for he left this life 8 years ago this summer at the great age of 96, the final part of that trilogy, The Broken Road, eventually made it into print 2 years after he had passed away. Paddy works very slowly, his publishers once told me when I rang up to inquire years and years ago if that final book was imminent. I have been enthralled to Patrick Lee Fermor since I first discovered two things in the mid-80s. First, there was his beautifully written Time of Gifts book. And second was the fact that he had been a dashing war hero involved with the British forces in German-occupied Crete, living and fighting alongside the islanders and playing a central role in the boy's own style kidnapping of the German commander on the island, General Kripu. I had begun to visit Crete regularly in the early 80s and had become fascinated with its World War II history and with all the stories of the resistance. And now, here I discovered, on coming upon a copy of A Time of Gifts, was a man who had lived and fought with the Cretan resistance for months on end in the perilous White Mountains. A man who fought alongside George Sakoundakis, author of The Cretan Runner, one of the most engaging books ever written about those war years on the Mediterranean island. Lee Fermor, a gifted classical scholar and linguist, had translated his friend George's manuscript and written the introduction to the book. My fascination spurred me into action. I simply couldn't let it go. I would find out where he was, ask him if I could come and interview him for the newspaper I then worked for, and so, finally, lay my curiosity to rest. So in the late summer of 1993, I rang his publishers in London, inquiring about the third part of the book trilogy. That's when I was told that the great man worked very, very slowly. I wouldn't want to be holding my breath, in other words, in anticipation of the third part of his odyssey. OK then, so no book in the offing, but still, how could I get in touch with him? I secured a postal address and discovered that he lived with his wife Joan in a remote house in mainland Greece, in a home in the Peloponnese that he had built himself in a setting that directly overlooked the sea. He had fallen in love in a time of war, and it was a love affair that was to consume him all his life, a passion for a country and its people that he never shook off. Yes, Greece had claimed Paddy Lee Fermor, body and soul. And so I wrote him a letter, inquiring about the elusive third book, and asking him if I could come to Greece to interview him. Some weeks later, he wrote back. I have the letter still, folded away inside my paperback copy of A Time of Gifts. Cardamyle, Messenia, Greece, is pre-printed at the top of the now discoloured white paper. in English on the right-hand corner, in Greek on the left. The rest of the page is covered with his spindly, spider-crawling-across-the-page handwriting. Dated 8/10/1993, he thanks me for my kind and encouraging words, rejoices in my love of Crete, and suggests, in relation to the interview request, that something might be done when my final walk volume is finished. It never happened. And now, of course, he's gone. But his spirit still looms large, for there has been something of a Patrick Lee Fermor literary explosion in recent years. First, in tearing haste, the letters written between Paddy and his old friend, the aristocratic and debullient Deborah Devonshire, made a reappearance, followed, shortly after, by Artemus Cooper's sparkling biography of the man himself. And then, finally, Paddy's third walk volume, as he called it himself, hit the bookshops. With a little help from his friends, of course. And so, if you do nothing else this summer, treat yourself to Paddy's Walk trilogy and read the story of the young man with the indomitable spirit and the thirst for discovery who set off in 1933 to walk all by himself across the continent of Europe until he reached Journey's End at the gates of Constantinople. Just as Paddy Lee Fermor, restless romantic and surely one of the greatest travel writers of all time, has finally reached his own journey's end. His eyes closed forever on a world that captivated him all his life. Those cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself.